I'm here, go ahead.
That's all.
Good evening, I'd like to call this Public Works Committee meeting to order on Monday, June 5th, 2023 at 6:30 PM. We have Counselor Thomas, Counselor Gamby, and Chair Sid Worsbrun. Evening, John.
Good evening.
Is there any changes to the agenda?
No, I'll have a couple items under other business.
Okay. Can I get approval of the minutes for March 6th, 2023?
They were fine.
Yep.
They say the minutes passed. Is there any public comment?
There's nobody on that.
Okay.
Can't talk.
Any committee members' comments? Counselor Thomas?
Not at this point, maybe after.
So there is somebody online, if you'd like to go back and ask that question again, if they push star six again, answer.
Star six, you said?
Yeah, they just jumped online, so if you want to ask about public comment again.
Is there any public comment? If so, please push star six.
Okay.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. I already asked you if you had any comments tonight.
That's correct.
Counselor Thomas, do you have, hi, John. Do you have any comments tonight?
I don't, thank you, though.
The only one I have, well, as I was asked, what is the latest on the upgrading the sewer treatment plant?
Okay, so we're in the permit process right now. So we have to respond to them by June 9th with our comments about their permit and what they're asking for and what we think is fair. So that's kind of where we're at right now. They put it on a 5-year timeline. We're asking for a 14-year timeline. We don't think it's going to take 14, but if you do one step at a time and we have to acquire more land, that's going to push it out. It could take a couple years to get land acquisitions. Especially if somebody doesn't really want to sell, right? So we're asking for 14 years. I've told our engineers, I don't want it to take 14 years, but I don't mind you asking for 14 years. That's kind of where we're at this point, so.
I also have one other thing. How hard would it be to put some type of trail cams over off of Bailey, where we put in a new well?
Not hard. Are you seeing problems over there?
Yeah, someone came into the backside and tried to steal a boat, and they stole a quad.
Well, they came in the backside.
They came on the backside to the field.
We have a trail cam, so it wouldn't be hard for us to set one up over there and just kind of leave it there for a week or so and see what we see, and then pull the footage. And
please, I'd appreciate that. All right, let's move on to 17th and Ivy sewer pump upgrade.
Okay, so this is a request to upgrade the 17th and Ivy pump station to a Flight pump station. So when we did all the upgrades, we went to Flight and Pioneer pumps for the package stations, but 17th was the only one that stayed with the old Chicago pumps, and now I'm having a hard time getting parts for those. The last time we rebuilt them, it took months to find all the parts for them. When we bought them then, they said this is probably the last go around we can find all the parts for. So we spoke with Flight, and Flight said that they could retrofit that pump station with the new Flight pumps. And then I talked to our integrator of record, TAG, to see what it would take to get the SCADA system all tied in. And so between the two, it's $34,494 to upgrade the pumps. And then TAG said that they could do all the programming for $3,100. I threw a $9,400 contingency in for a total cost of $46,992.50. Now, we don't have to go out for bids for these because Flight is a single source for us, and TAG is also a single source for us. So We prefer to stay with the same kind of pumps we have now that we have on the shelf. It makes it so much easier in times of repair or emergency, so. 90% of the overtime that we spend in sewer is at 17th and Ivy. Because those pumps plug up all the time.
So that's.
Light pumps hardly ever plug up, so. I think it's time to bite the bullet, upgrade that pump station, get it to where it needs to be and kinda kick those Chicago pumps to the wayside where they should be probably. So that's kinda what we're recommending. We think it'd be a good upgrade. Currently we have $166,786 in that line item account, which will go up at the new budget year if we don't get everything ordered prior to that. So in either this budget year or next budget year, we have it covered, so.
So do you think they'll save quite a bit with the, just not having to have your people deal with?
Yeah, I think our overtime for sewer will go down quite a bit, yeah.
Thank you.
Captain Dale, you got any questions, comments?
I don't.
Oh.
It's interesting.
How long would it take to get the new pump?
I think that we could get them probably within 30 days. It's a pump they readily make, so I don't think it'll be hard for us to get them. Jeremy kinda did the legwork on it, so I didn't ask that question, I should have, but I can find out before the council meeting. And then, so you'll see the bid from Xlean, which is light pump manufacturer, and then a bid from TAG in there for the work.
What is the consensus on moving this forward to council? Councilor Thomas?
I think we should, I mean it's.
Councilor Gambie?
I agree.
Well, let's move it forward, please.
It will probably be at the 27th meeting, because the 13th meeting is really full, so.
Okay. Let's move on to sanitation operations analysis.
Okay, so this is a request for the committee to review and hopefully approve the proposal from SES Engineering, who's the same engineering services we used last time. During the budget process, it was clear that sanitation has some issues, and I don't have all the answers for that, and I would like to use SES Engineering to come in with a non-biased look at sanitation and what it would really take to at least get it back to flat line so we're not losing money every year. And then take a look at what does it take to get to where we'd really like sanitation to be, right? So somewhere in the middle of flat line and where we'd really like to be is where we should land probably, right? After talking with Carrie about this, since SCS, we already have a contract with them for engineering services, we wouldn't have to go out for another bid. SCS also has a bunch of our information, so the cost is a lot less to have them do it, because they don't have to recreate a lot of that information. So in order to fix sanitation or not fix sanitation, I need some help with that. I can't do that on my own. So it's my proposal, Jason's proposal, Jeremy's proposal that we awarded to SES Engineering and let them do the legwork on it. They gave us a sole price of, $31,525 to do the work. They're figuring 6 months. I'm gonna try and push them to go a little faster than that, because we need to know before we start the budget process, you know, where we're at with sanitation, what we need to do. So I want them to look at everything across the board, including somebody else coming in and doing sanitation work, right? So what's that look like versus us staying in the business versus us increasing and picking up, you know, bigger containers with roll-offs? maybe even picking up Harrisburg or Monroe. What does that look like for us, and how do we get there? And if we can't get there, what do we do with it? Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we can get there. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to get rid of something, but there's probably a reason we're one of the only cities that does our own sanitation. So, in order for us to get a fair look at it with nobody being biased, have someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the most, is it fuel cost?
I think it's a little bit of everything. So we got fuel costs that went way up. We have repair costs that went way up, right? So, and we've raised sanitation rates once in the last 5 years by 2%, right? So we're well behind what Eugene and Royal Refuge and some other places do. Is that the fix for it? I don't know. I don't know that completely cures sanitation. You know, if you raise everybody's can price by $5, does that get us flatline where we're buying new equipment? I don't know. So these people are really smart and they're really good at it. Yeah. Let them figure it out.
Councilor Gamble, you got any questions?
Would that analysis compare what we pay out in Junction City compared to what we pay if we're in Eugene or using?
Yeah, we'd have them look at that. We'd have them do a comparison of like cities that may come in. If we were to go out and say, we want to franchise out sanitation, right? Who's going to bid on that? Santa Pac, Royal Refuge, Albany, Lebanon. Those are probably the three that would bid on it. Mm-hmm. So we'd have them take a look at that and then take a look at what our rates are. And if that, even if we raise rates to their rates, does that help? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we also need to look at not just that, but how do we stay in good equipment, right? So trucks are expensive. There's, you know, $350,000 for a truck.
Right.
So they're expensive. Then we got containers, we got dumpsters, we got personnel. So how does that stack up, and how do we get that to flatline, at least for now, where we're not drowning in it? And then once we get to flatline, how do we get to where we can improve, so that we're not flatlining and we're actually getting better at it? I think the biggest goal is to get to flatline first. You know, how do we get there first? And then what does it take to get to the next level? Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. Like I said, these guys do this all the time. I'm gonna let them come in and tear us apart and put us back together and see where it shake out. So, you know.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
So what, on the budget this year, can you remind me what was the amount that was required to kind of keep it afloat for the year?
I
remember we were talking about a transfer over to kind of...
Yeah, so I had to cut the transfers in order to stay above where we needed to be for the 25%. So I was going to transfer $71,000, and now I'm not going to transfer maybe 10, enough to buy dumpsters and containers. I think the number is like, we had to be right around 400,000, you know, 350 to 400,000. I have it right off the top of my head, but that's close to where we'd have to be bottom of the barrel, which, you know, if you look back at the budget over the last two to three years, we've shrunk a couple $100,000 every year. So it wouldn't take, you know, this year I can sustain it, next year I can't.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at on it. And, you know, I tried to look at where I could cut in that budget to make it up, and there's nowhere to cut. It's not like I've got any fluff in that budget. It's pretty bare bones, so.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
Is that going to make, we have to get rid of employees, say, if we go the one?
I mean,
If
they cut sanitation, we would.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think people are pretty well tapped out. I understand things have to go up eventually, but
yeah.
Everybody's strapped to the way things have went crazy this last 2 years.
I mean, which is why I want someone else to take a look at this and not me.
And see.
Right? So, I mean, because it's easy for me to go, oh, we could just raise some rates and maybe make it better. But I want to make sure it's a realistic look at it.
And what about with the people that are coming into towns with all the apartments and housing and stuff? Does that factor in?
It factors in, but it also costs more, right? So we have to dump a lot of stuff, which tipping fees went up $60,000 last year, so.
Okay, well, it just says.
Yes, it factors in because we make more money, but we also spend more money to get rid of it, so.
Because that's something maybe we can, when you do one of your little leaf things or whatever, we go with, so that people kind of know what, why, you know, they just, I think they just.
Yeah, once we get to there, we'll do a lot of education. Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to.
I just tell them it's Gary's raises. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I just,
Yeah, okay. It's a good, I think we need to send it to council.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't want to be the one, you know.
I'm sure.
And I don't know that I can be the one, honestly, because I don't know if I can analyze everything to make it right, so. I would like to tell you I know everything, but sometimes I don't.
Councilor Gamble?
Yeah, well, there, like you're pointing out, there's a lot of variables that you're trying to consider. And we don't want to lose your hours for 3 or 4 months while you spend all your time on this. But you're obviously doing other important things as well. $30,000 in compared to, you know, $70,000 or even $150,000 or $180,000 next year. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a reasonable price, even though it is extra. I mean, mm-hmm. So when you said we used these engineers before, mm-hmm. what were you referring to?
They did the last rate study, so they have all our information about how many accounts we have, what we charge currently. So they have all that they don't have to now compile. They can just pull that out of that rate study and say, okay, here's all these numbers. We have that. Now here's what we need from you.
Was that the rate study for sanitation or the rate study
all
for?
All of it. Oh, yeah, sanitation, water, and sewer.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. So that was the one that recommended the 2% increase.
Yeah.
And now it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, and then their 2% increase made sense, but then we hit that spot where everything went.
Yeah.
Took up to the top, and now a loaf of bread costs you $10, you know.
It's like, just the tipping fees alone going up $60,000 in 1 year is enough to swing.
Yeah, it just kills you. Yeah. So
that, yeah.
Are we going to have to tell them how many new homes and stuff?
Yeah, we'll include that. Okay. We'll include what we know is buildable, when it's going to be built. That's the, you know, that's the hard part to predict.
Yeah.
When everything goes well, they keep building. Things taper off, they stop building. So, yeah. I mean, I think we want to take a cautious look at that, but we do need to include
it. Right.
So. Makes sense to pass it on.
Would you like to pass it on? We will pass it on, please.
Okay. Perfect. That one will be at the next meeting. Because that one I think we need to get started on sooner than later.
Let's move on to the agenda forecaster review, please.
The only thing I changed in there since I've been gone for 3 months, whatever it's been, is what we're doing today. So it's just under current business. The only thing I changed. If there's something you've seen in there that I need to change, I'm happy to do so.
I think we're moving along pretty good with stuff.
Okay.
I do.
Perfect.
Is there any other business?
I have 2 items under other business, only because I just got the bids Friday when I sent packets out. So, if you remember during the budget process, I told you I budgeted $600,000 for a new vac truck. So Western Systems came and talked to me, and they have a demo truck that they'd be willing to sell us in October, November, somewhere in that area. And they're going to discount that truck. They say they discount that truck. It's like $40,000. So total price of that truck, yeah, discount $44,285.97 because it's a demo. and the total cost of that truck would be $516,088.63. So our current back truck is at the shop because it blew a electronic board, which I'm sure you heard about, took out the railroad crossing. And the estimated time to get that truck back is September, October, by the time they get the part. So I don't like their trade-in value that they offered. So we'll fix the truck and we'll decide what we're going to do with it after that, if we keep it for a backup or we sell it off. But I'm not going to give them that truck for 30 grand. I'm just not going to. Yeah. I mean, it's going to cost me about $17,000 to fix it, but it's a far cry from 30 grand. So.
So how many miles are on the demo?
They won't have very many because they're keeping it local in Portland. They're not running it at all over the country. So I can't give you an exact mileage, but it'll be fairly low. So, they said that they would commit that truck to us as long as we committed to the truck. So that's why it's in front of you guys now. So if I can commit to that truck, they'll hold it and we'll get the first shot at it. So we won't have to pay for the truck till it's ready, till they're ready to release it. So it's kind of a win-win because they'll work all the bugs out of it, right? And then we'll get the truck. So, because you know that
makes sense.
A new truck that they put on the line is going to have problems. So they're going to demo it out till October, November. All those problems should be fixed and they'll sell us the truck. So, the same way we bought our other one, the 2007. It was also a demo that they demoed for 4 months and then they sold it to us. And because that is a used truck, we don't have to go through the RFP process. Same thing we did with the sweeper. You know, we can just buy it because it's a used vehicle.
What was the total price on that again?
$516,088.63.
They don't even round up the cents.
No.
Almost half a million.
No.
Wow.
This way you get change.
Yeah, something like that.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
No, it sounds like it's something that needs to be done. We've got to take.
Councilor Gamby?
Nope, I don't have any questions. That's.
And we have the money in to be able to buy that now?
It's in next year's budget.
Next year's budget?
Yeah, I budgeted $600,000 for the back truck.
Okay.
So it's all budgeted money. We knew we were going to go after one this year. So.
Can I get a consensus of what you guys want to do? We'll move it on forward.
Got it. One other item under other business. So with the acquisition of the 80 acres we have at the lagoon and the current property we already owned, so a couple years ago I bought an extra 80 acres. We have 50 acres out front, we have 25 acres to the side, and then we have the high pass property, which is another 40 acres. With that and not having farmers farm that because we need to start doing the upgrades out there, I kind of needed a piece of equipment out there to mow all that and do the spraying and irrigation and all that. So it just so happens that Bobcat of Eugene knows we're doing the upgrade, knew at one point we were going to be looking for another toolcat for that property out there. They happened to get one in on Thursday. And that the mower forks in a bucket, which will all be used out at the treatment plant process. They're willing to give us a $12,150 discount on that for a total cost of $76,769, which is about $80,000 cheaper than the tractor I was looking at to mow all that. So we already own a toolcat. We already have a ton of attachments for a toolcat, so it makes sense for us to stay with the toolcat. If you'd asked me 6 months ago, I'd have said no because the toolcat can't mow fast enough, but they've now brought out a new mower deck which works on a low flow machine and a high flow machine. And we rented one the other day and that thing flat mows like crazy. So we would be able to take that toolcat, and if they needed help take our tool cat out there and mow that whole thing pretty fast, so. Because they have one in, and because we don't know when they're gonna get another one in, I would like to take a shot at it and see if we could go get that one. They're willing to hold this for me till after the council meeting. If you guys so choose to let it go through, it would be a good piece of equipment for us to have. I think Jason and I bought the other tool cat. Oh man, it was a long time ago. How long has Jason been here?
2006-ish.
I think we bought him in 2007 or 2008. So that, and we've had no trouble with that tool cat at all. It's been a great piece of equipment. So there's the wind up in the pitch. I've all seen you guys' court now.
And I being kind of dumb, I just, how come you can't hire somebody to come in and mow it and fix it for a lot cheaper than?
We can, but we're going to need a piece of equipment out there anyway for the irrigation and all that to move. So yes, we could hire someone to come in and mow, but it's going to be on their terms, not ours. And we need to be able to irrigate come July. So if you ask a farmer to come do it, you're going to get them to mow in about August, September. So, because they're working all their fields at the same time.
Thanks.
We have the money in the...
Yeah, we have the money in the sewer budget. Once our engineers write kind of the facilities plan for all that out there, it's going to include this piece of equipment anyway. So, yeah, we can take it out of the sewer capital fund. It'll have plenty of money in there for that purchase. It's got enough money in it today to buy it.
Councilor Thomas, you have any more questions?
No.
Councilor Gamby?
So when you say you already have a tool cat right now, you're referring to one that you need in other places?
Correct.
But this tool cat would be out at the new...
Sewer plant. That's where it's going to live, yeah.
It would just live there? Mm-hmm. And then you said occasionally if you needed help, you could bring your tool cat over?
Yeah.
That's the Public Works tool cat? And could you tell me a little bit more about these, the tools, and like kind of going along with Councilor Thomas's question, like what are you doing out there that you need the tools for? I understand what irrigation is. I guess I don't understand the rest of it.
So we have chlorine totes that we take out there. So we need forks for the tool cat to be able to move those around and fill up the containers. Then the bucket will just be used for general purpose work out there, and the mower deck, of course, to mow.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any other attachment that they need out there, they can borrow from Public Works because we have all the other ones. Mm-hmm. So we have a jackhammer, we have augers, we have a broom, mm-hmm. We've got quite a few attachments out there.
Mm-hmm.
Once we build that new facility and those narrower dikes, you're not gonna be able to get a full-size tractor up there anyway. You're gonna have to have that narrow piece of equipment to get moving things around.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea right now is to go taller and skinnier with a dam certification than wider with a bigger footprint for more land. Mm-hmm. So it's a little complicated to explain, but on the top, you guys have all been up to Lagoon, right? So the top of the dike's fairly wide. I could drive my pickup down it, right? So the new one, what they're proposing is to go skinnier and taller and be dam certified. So once we do that, driving a pickup out there, a full-size tractor is not gonna work. So having that smaller footprint with the tool cat to be able to zip along those dikes and get things cleaned up is really the way to go.
So the top of the dam, the new version would have a path?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're gonna create those walking paths anyway out there from spot to spot. So we're going to be able to need to get out there and maintain all of that.
How much acres, once you're done with the overall plan, how much acres is still going to be in mowing or? Because I mean, right now, what do you have, about 130 acres out there? 140, it seemed like 30 plus 20 plus 80.
More, 100, 150, 160.
Uh huh.
And then course, we're looking at another piece of property, which is another 60, which wouldn't get built on right away.
Yeah.
There'd be probably be 100 acres or so that we'd have to mow, and then the rest would be maintain.
Yeah.
That constructed wetland area.
Yeah.
So.
Well, from what I can see is, it looks like you're saving about $83,000 just on the, I know they're different funds, but you're saving $83,000 because you budgeted $600,000, but you're getting a deal for $514,000 or something.
It's actually the same fund, or sewer fund, sewer capital fund.
So you saved $80,000 right there. Now you're asking to get another tool to help maintain 200 acres. Well, if I had 200 acres, I'd want my own tool for that,
right,
too.
Yeah, it gets a little tough out there, especially for the, you know, it's like, we really need to irrigate, and you call every farmer you know, and they're like, hey, man, we're like 2 months out. We can't help you.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a challenge to get everybody to mow, which is why we stopped leasing that front field out, right? Because they wouldn't pay it till August or September, so we couldn't irrigate. So we're trying to hold that whole time. Well, with all the new housing and everything, we can't hold all summer like we used to be able to. So we need to be able to cut it and irrigate it. So.
Well, it makes more sense to have stuff that's interchangeable with two machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. I know it's hard to explain it all, but it's very interesting. So I see, as far as I can see it, we're spending money that we were already planning on spending, and now we're getting two instead of one for the price of $600,000. So
Councilor Thomas, do you have any comments?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, it makes sense to me because we're getting a better deal on it. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you got to jump when it's there instead of waiting.
Yeah, and it's that thing that you never know when they're going to build anything now. I mean, it's like, he has one, I got to try and go get it, and that's not usually my style. My style is usually like, hey, I'm going to go get this in a while, but when he's got it, he's got it, and I don't know when he's going to get another one, so.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Everything's backed up.
Yeah, it's crazy, so.
And slow.
Yeah, Thomas, what's your thought about moving it forward?
Moving it forward sounds like it.
Gabby, let's move it forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the last time I have for other business.
Is there any other business?
This is another business, but can I go back? I had a couple more questions about the 17th sewer pump.
Absolutely.
Not to change our decision, I'm just curious about a couple things. So, besides maintenance and plugs, when's the last time you rebuilt that pump when you were able to get the parts to?
We rebuilt one last year, and I've got one tore apart on the ground right now that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get parts for. So we rebuilt one 3 years ago, one last year, and I've got another one tore apart that we put the new one on the shelf in because this one's having trouble.
Got it. And this is probably hard to tell, but what about how much? You said 90% of the overtime goes in that direction, roughly. About how much overtime does that end up being?
I'll bet you were, on a bad week, we're at that pump station 5 times after hours.
Really?
On a good week, we're there once.
So every week you're going over there after hours, every single week.
Yeah. Those pumps plug up. The design of them is great if you don't have a lot of rags, but that pump station gets a lot of rags in it, and we're always in there fishing rags out of it.
Huh.
So it's got a little bit better since we kind of, in the interim, until we get those pumps replaced, we built basically a strain box. Huh. So we have it set down in there, so when the water comes in, it hits that box first, so it tries to catch most of those rags, which has helped a bit, but we're still over there at least once a week.
Why would there be rags?
What do you mean rags?
They're like fibrous rags. We don't know where they're coming from. They're like almost like a cleaning rag, like Jerry sells the white rags in a box, you know? They're like that, but they're stronger.
Oh. And they come in through the pump. This isn't in the sanitation, it's on the...
Yeah, they come in down the line, whoever's get, I don't know how they're getting them into the sewer system.
Yeah.
Once they get in there, once they drop into that pump station, they float. And as soon as that thing sucks down, and just about before it shuts off, it'll suck those rags up and then plug the pump up.
Interesting. There's a lot of details. It's kind of fun to hear them every once in a while.
Crazy. And then, you know, the other thing with that too is, you know, in order to unplug that pump, there's two things you gotta do. One, if you get lucky, you can take the side port out and you reach in there with a pick and you can kind of pick it out. If you can't and it's stuck in the eye, you have to take the bottom port off and stick your hand up in there and grab it, which isn't a big deal, except for all the hypodermic needles that are in the sewer system. So I worry about my guys getting stuck, you know. With the flight pumps, it'll pass a 3-inch ball of anything. It'll shoot it right out the lagoon into the grinder, into the care.
Wow. No, well, that, I was just kind of, those are just curiosities.
Yeah.
I wanted to still send it forward, so thank you.
I mean, if you want, you got time, sometime come down to the shop, I'll show you the difference between the Chicago pump and a flight pump. I've got both of them in the shop. So.
Yeah. Kind of like the new toilets where they show they can flush golf balls. You're like, wow, how does he do that?
Yeah, you better have a 1-inch surface if you want to flush golf balls like that.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
It's, oh, God.
Thank you for all that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Captain Thomas, you have anything?
No, I'm good.
I have one thing I was thinking about. When we do the flushing, is there, you know, I know there's certain areas that they start with and everything. Is there a way we could put, like, what week we would start in one area, you know?
We can try, but sometimes it's dirtier than others, and sometimes it's cleaner than others. And if you miss that week,
right?
Then
okay,
the phone rings a lot.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, we try to be very consistent, so it's the same for everybody every time.
Right.
But no, for some reason, if we have one that's just dirty, like last time we flushed, there were two hydrants the guy sat on for 2 hours.
Oh.
I don't know why. Nobody complained about dirty water there, but whatever we did to stir it all up, it all set at that hydrant. After that, there were like 10 minutes of hydrant.
Mm.
They were fine.
Didn't we put some automatic flushers on? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got much better. Before we did that, before we started doing all the water quality stuff, we would set at Eagle Veneer and AutoZone for 4 hours.
Mm.
And there was nothing you could do. You just sat there. Because it's not getting cleaned up. So now, I mean, those hydrants that take 2 hours are a rarity now. They're usually like 10, 15 minutes, we're done, we're moving on. But I hate to put we're going to be in this area for this week and this area for this week, because all it's going to do is miss one day and...
You know. Well, can I save that water and use it in my garden?
I don't care. If you want to fish it out of the street,
go ahead. Take your bucket.
See little kids out surfboarding down the street.
So. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, if there's nothing else, then we will adjourn at 7:07.
Perfect. Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You get needles?
Yeah, hypodermic needles. Yeah.